I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the political posturing continues in the Russia-Georgia conflict, the humanitarian crisis continues. World Vision's responding in both Georgia and Russia. World Vision's Rachel Wolf says there's more to this crisis than homelessness and hunger.
Many, many families have been separated. We're seeing that on the ground. And so there's a need that just goes beyond the basics. And especially for the children, World Vision wants to make sure that they have safe places to go to talk about what they've experienced, to start playing and having a normal routine again, and that's why we're setting up these child-friendly spaces.
Next, Ramadan is September 1st. It's a time where Muslims reevaluate their lives, a time of fasting and prayer. While millions of Muslims will be praying, so will millions of Christians as part of the 30 days Muslim prayer focus. However, Christians will be praying for Muslims. Time's running out, but MNN is providing the 30 days Muslim prayer guide to help you learn more about the Muslim world. Go to our website to get your copy. And now, Wycliffe Bible Translators only has three translation projects left in Guatemala. They celebrated the completion of the Ixil New Testament. Until now, they just had the Book of Mark. Bruce Everhart with Moody Radio, reporting for Wycliffe, says people are ready for more.
There are people being saved all over the Guatemala region. As a matter of fact, one of the translators we talked to, he believes there's not a single person in the Ixil area that has not heard the gospel today. But they haven't responded yet. The work is now in the hands of the church in Guatemala.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, Yours Free for the Asking. It's a moving production showing the power of the Lord's Prayer uniting Christians in the Arab world. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.